Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Jury More podcast, the podcast where we got married.
We did. Make him say, We're married.
You know, the thing is, like, it was all a lie. It was all a lie because we didn't actually get married legally on the podcast.
We don't have to hide behind that shit anymore. We got it done.
We did. High five. No one can hear the high five, but high five. Woo!
Maybe we got married before. Maybe we didn't. Fucking
nobody knows. Nobody knows these things.
I know.
Yeah. You just want to get right into it?
Let's go ahead for the last time.
Update. Oh, man. I was such a crazy person, wasn't I?
Like, yeah. When are we talking about you being a crazy person?
Like, pretty much every day leading up. And especially immediately before.
Barely a few hours on either side of 2015. You know, were you a crazy person?
Okay.
I mean, listen, a lot of people have been very, very kind, and they've asked, like, oh, what does it feel like to be married? Is everything cool? And I am like, yes, it's great. I am very excited that it's over because I get to have my life partner back.
Hi.
I get to not live with a ticking time bomb of insanity and neuroses.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's
now
just...
we can just talk about the birds. Before it was 75% birds, 25% homicidal lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 100% birds. I'm
100%
loving
birds.
It.
It's awesome. So, leading pretty much all the way up to like the day of... to the minutes before things started, I just got progressively crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
Especially right before, because I was running around in and out of the room, handing stuff out, doing everything, making sure everything's in place. I think I snapped at Andrew.
Andrew called you Bridezilla.
He did call me Bridezilla.
Andrew is my brother. He is among the people that I adore the most in the world. He does not deal well with not being the most important girl in the room.
Well, I will say I was not the nicest person in the world immediately before, and I don't think I was Bridezilla. I was just like kind of barking orders.
Well, I mean that was like
do this,
listen,
do this, because I've done the vast majority of like the detail work on this.
Well,
so
yeah.
Like I was literally the only person that knew where everybody needed to be and so on and so forth. So like I was running around making sure all the props were in place, like everybody was seating where they were supposed to be seated. And
well, and if there was any time for you to be like super, super, super crazy and on top of it, it was then. It was in the final 5 minutes before everything went on, you know? Like, that was the time I think I understood you definitely being keyed up.
No, I was...
Although,
yes.
there's one tremendous memory that I have of right before the wedding. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Crystal Ballroom, there are three main doors. Center door, left door, right door. And this would be crowd... right and left. So we are lined up with bridal party on the left door.
Yeah.
Groomsmen on the right door. And so therefore you are leading your troops, right? And we're going to be queuing them to walk down the aisle. And I am leading mine. So I walk over to you to say, I forget what, it's just some final bit of logistical, like, or how we're going to cue each other or something like that. And the mood, how would you describe the mood on your side amongst the bridesmaids?
I don't know. I blacked out.
Here's how I would describe. Here's my impression of all the bridesmaids right before everything started. It was specifically you and your sisters, just all in panicked tones of voices telling each other to calm down. It was just, calm down. Hey, can you calm down? Hey, calm down. Calm
down. I wasn't like
that. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm. Can we please all calm down?
It wasn't like that. Calming down. No, their thing was like, how fast do I walk up?
I'm not saying it was not justified. I'm saying it was a lot of calm downs.
Okay.
I walk over back to my side, and they're doing a chugging contest. They are just, it is the absolute night and day opposite of moods between the groomsmen and the bridesmaids, where they're sending Eric on a beer run. You know, they're just handing Eric $20 bills so Eric can run beers back, and everybody's trying to drink them as fast as possible. Everything went shockingly perfect. True or false?
Overall. Yeah. I mean, so everything was fine. Like, the only kind of glitches, and I think this is the us looking back at things that we've created and trying to see, like, how things could be better. So, like, a little bit of issues with the audio between the gift bringers and what was coming in through the board with Andrew's stuff. And at the very end, or throughout pretty much all of it, I couldn't hear any of the pre-recorded audio on stage, or it was very faint to me.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of stage-facing monitors.
Yeah.
So in a concert, normally, right, you have the monitor so people on stage can hear what the audience is hearing. And they don't really have that at Dragon Con because, again, they're not really doing concerts. You know, they're doing panels. So, like, if it's just the four of us up on a stage with mics, we can hear each other. That's not a problem. You're just worried about whether or not the last row in the room can hear it. Not the case with us. So we kind of had to go on faith. And we're a little, I think, maybe oversensitive to tuning up sound or down sound. Because the stuff that we could hear were Andrew Allen and his accompaniment playing. And sometimes it was very, very hard to hear the mix between, let's say, what they were playing and what people, our guests, our gift bringers, were saying. This is probably the point at which we could say
that
if you would like to watch this and reference what we're talking about, the live feed is up there on YouTube. We're going to be editing together an official wedding video that we'll post up in the next coming
weeks.
And the audio's up on this podcast.
Though in the video that you can find on YouTube, one of the things that will be edited out, which I was trying to get to with kind of like not being able to hear stuff on stage, is at the very end, we have the audio and it's like, whoa, we're dead. And it started like three times.
It did start three times.
Andrew
started it.
Andrew started it. He couldn't hear it. He stopped it and started it again. I still couldn't hear it, so I turned around and I stopped and started it.
Yeah, there we go.
So, but that's all going to be edited out in the version, which will likely be up at the end of the month. I was just texting with Bryce, who's doing the editing for us.
Cool.
So hopefully soon.
I mean, we have a lifetime.
I mean, but I want to get it up now.
I know.
I want to get up now. So, wedding's over.
Yeah.
It goes off pretty much perfectly and under time. We had, like, timed for it to be 45 minutes, anticipating going under, and it ended just over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is great. But I will say, as soon as that was over, it was instant weight off my chest, and I was, like, 9,000% happier.
Yeah.
And, like, the anxiety was gone, and I'm thinking, like, fuck, man, the family brunch we're doing tomorrow, like, you know, whatever. I might show up. You know,
maybe.
You know, maybe.
Here was the only thing that I think we can say went wrong. Didn't go the way we thought it was going to go. So this is again something that if you're not familiar with the layout of the Hilton, the downtown Hilton.
Oh yeah.
there is a little landing area right next to the crystal ballroom.
It's like a little foyer up the stairs.
Foyer. What we had planned was that we were going to commandeer in our heads, I think, the whole thing. Because normally it's just a bunch of people sitting down trying to just get out of the crowd for a little bit.
Yeah.
We were going to commandeer
it's usually just a chill space.
And use that as our staging area to not only corral some friends and family, but also hand out props to a lot of people.
And the volunteers.
Again, this was a stage show with a cast of 40?
About, because we had about 20 plus people that would be on stage at some point, and then the rest were volunteers.
So, I mean, this was a fairly intensive thing that we really only had one read-through the night before. And that was not even with everybody. It was with a lot of
most people,
but not everybody. So we wanted to be able to get everybody in and just get them on the same page, make sure they had their right props. And in an only a Dragon Con problem, did we come upon our foyer, and I would like you to describe what we saw.
So I don't even know what they were. It was just a group of ladies in some costume that were practicing some like dance routine. At first I thought, it's like, is this like weird Tai Chi photo shoot? But no, some dance thing. And so we couldn't get up in that area. So we're like all huddling up on the stairs, which they aren't happy about.
Well, and we don't know how long they're going to go. And they're like in full rehearsal. This is not some Mickey Mouse organization, although that's kind of a funny pun now that I think about it, because they were all dressed like Disney princesses.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't.
I know. You were in a blind
rage. I blacked out. Yeah. I blacked out.
But they are doing a choreographed dance that is not, this is not something that is like super simple. Like, this is something that they've obviously worked on a lot, and we're probably waiting until they could get everybody together so they could do one big full rehearsal. And I'm gonna now play what the song was. This will be forever burned in my mind as what was playing as we walk up. Ashley's freaking out. I'm seeing friends from college, cousins, Ashley's family. Ashley's dad walks up in full fucking Night's Watch regalia with a scar, a makeup scar on his face.
It was a good scar.
It was a great scar. People didn't know, but like people who were meeting your dad for the first time were like, damn, fucking Paramore's hardcore. meanwhile, we're getting all the family on the side.
I'm losing my shit.
You're losing your shit. There's a fucking... Again, we had a sold-out room. We have a line of people up. You know, it's already curled all the way inside and is now lining up out into the Hilton. So this is, like, super intense. We can't make our way onto the stage. I'm trying to stall so this fucking song will load. And we get into an altercation. Not an altercation. A conversation with the people that are up there practicing, because we don't know how long they're going to be. So I walk up and I talk to the lady who seems to be in charge, who's barking orders. And I'm like, hey, how long are you guys going to be here? We're loading in for this panel, the next panel here in the Crystal Ballroom. We're just curious, are you guys close to ending? Or are you just starting? Like, just so we know. From behind the lady comes her dude. Her dude is dressed in a Darth Maul baseball jersey. Which I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions as to what kind of human bought a Darth Maul baseball jersey. And he gets very aggro. Very like, hey man, like this is, we signed up for this. The only place people we were supposed to share this with were the Princess Leias. Like we're on the
and,
schedule.
And meanwhile,
for this.
There's a gaggle of Princess Leias making their way up.
So I'm like, hey, listen, this is not a problem, right? We'll use the stairs if we need to. we just, you know, we just need space. Because again, like, and also we're trying to hide some of this shit because like there are surprises to this show. Like what were you trying to do? Like that you wanted to keep from everybody now that people have seen the show.
Hide the kind of like handkerchief blood that we had, the daggers. I guess those were the main things, like kind of keeping those out of, you know, the line of sight. Everything else, for the most part, it wasn't that big of a deal, you know. But those, yeah, I didn't want people to see that we were handing out a bunch of daggers so they wouldn't suspect that, you know, the entire, we're literally having a red wedding. So
there we are.
And, like, family's starting to congregate in that area, too, and other, like, random fans. And so we're trying to push them off the stairs because there's not enough room. So
what were our two biggest issues? Our two, like, because in my mind, our two biggest issues were making sure we corralled friends and family and preloaded them into the room.
And thankfully, Door Guy was good about that.
You initially were a little skeptical.
Okay. So I walked by the room. I'm like, oh, hey, man, blah, 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 doing a show here on Saturday, you know, because our original plan was loading them in from the back corridor off the street, which looking back at it wouldn't have worked anyway because we had no way to communicate with everybody on that.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to have to check with Dragon Con security, blah, 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 to make sure we can do that. And I'm just like, ha, 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 no, ah, yeah, don't worry about that. You know what? We'll just figure it out to get them in.
Yeah. Because initially you tell me we got a problem.
Yeah.
We got a problem with this guy. This guy is making it's a real guy problem right now.
Well, and Dragon Con's all volunteers. So sometimes, like, people get a little power hungry in those volunteer roles.
It's a little mall, like, copy sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, it's not everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are a wide spectrum of folks, but yeah, sometimes a little mall copy.
Yeah. So I was freaking out about it and thinking, like, fuck, how are we going to let, what do we have, like 40, 50 family members? I think it was 50 that actually came to the thing.
Yeah.
That weren't in the stage thing.
Yeah.
So I was losing it.
Turns out, I go to talk to the guy. The guy's like, but I'm also talking in code. You know, like you were initially talking in code, but didn't want to get too much into it. And you were like, I don't know, man, this guy's not talking code back. And then, like, I went to go talking code. Like, we're all trying to, like, you know, make sure we're not buying pot from an undercover cop, right?
Yeah.
Just like, so we need to preload our cast and crew for our show that's not a wedding and these aren't guests. The dude's like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm like, cool, awesome. But we have to, like, kind of do this whole talk about it. And then the other panel ends. We start loading everybody in. And, like, as soon as I walk in, and I'm like, go, 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 everybody, go, go, go. Another dude from inside runs up and he's like, no, 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 stop, stop, stop. And I'm like, hey, this is my panel. I'm doing it. This is cast and crew. They need to get in here first. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, but he was fighting with you for a minute, even before.
Because he thought that it was the line.
Yeah.
That's what he thought. And that was the problem. The problem was he thought that I was just fucking jailbreaking the line of everybody that was out there and it wasn't our own thing, which it was. Long story short, they turned out to be the best people we could possibly ask for. Like, the technical crew for our panel was just over the top superb. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
And as soon as they realized we knew what we were doing and we thought through all this shit and then we weren't just going to, like, make a mess for them to clean up, like, they were totally into it.
And they were thrilled with us after the fact, too. Well, because we had time to spare. Yeah. Everybody cleaned up. Oh, we put everything back in place. Like, this went well. Except for that little foyer where I was super frustrated.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what? Right, the fact that we had to, like, kind of stand and use the stairs, like, that wasn't that big of a deal. It were the lady that was just sitting there looming with her, like, arms crossed because she was pissed off that we were on the stairs.
So that was, I don't even think that was the main lady. That was another lady that was working with them. That was part of their routine. That was mean mugging us.
Yeah.
And then there were also the Princess Leias. There was a whole collection of slave Leias that were, like, waiting to do a photo op. Because that is a good area because it gets natural light.
Yeah.
It has, like, big full windows, so you get natural light from outside.
Dude, I've, like, hung up there, out up there in, like, previous years. So, like, I was shocked to see, like, that was a thing that people were reserving space for. So it did put a wrench in things, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
I'm going to try one more time.
All right.
So what else do you remember in the moments leading up?
I mean, I was just running around like crazy. I was dotting I's and crossing T's. You know, it was checking with all the volunteers. There were a few things that I didn't cover that, you know, thankfully Patrick had figured out.
So now Ashley's freaking out right now. Like, my college roommates are showing up. This is the soundtrack to Ashley's panic right now.
It's actually a good soundtrack for my panic in that moment, now that I think about it.
Now imagine a curtain set up and a bunch of Disney princesses now begin singing this song.
Yeah.
Ashley's slowly descending into madness.
Yeah, real funny, bro.
I think it's pretty funny. I'm glad that was worth the payoff. All right. So, man, show starts going. It's going way faster than I think either of us thought. I think both of us thought that we would have a little fill on stuff. But, you know, ultimately, I think it really was... It was a show unlike anything that we've ever done together before, certainly.
But we've never done, I think, anything on stage together before. Or at least nothing aside from... I mean, I've helped a bit with Night Attack stuff, but I've never been mic'd for anything.
But even then, that's a lot of back and forth. You know, that expands because, you know, somebody starts yelling and then we joke about them yelling and then that turns into 10 to 15 minutes. This is a wedding in that, like, you had a lot of people that waited in a big long line that wanted to sit there quietly and respectfully listen and clap when they were told to clap and cheer when they were told to cheer. But, like, it was unemotional. Little water balloon, you know, like there was so much love in that room. Did you get a chance to kind of take a moment in the ceremony to kind of like feel how special it was, or was your adrenaline just fucking pumping?
I was so jacked, bro. No, I did, and you know, it was really fun. It was really fun, and you're right. It was really special, and just seeing the Diamond Club love, in addition, of course, friends and family, and we know you love us already, but we constantly need validation from our fans. No, it was really great, and it was really fun, and you know, watching the crowd in general react to everything was great.
Well, and to me, it validated why we did what we did.
Yes.
Like, it validated that we wanted to have a public ceremony because it would have felt weird without people that we know on the internet. We had so many people come to Dragon Con for the first time from Diamond Club, from outside of Diamond Club, that were just, they were really, really excited. And this provided a really tremendous gateway, not only from our family to our internet community, but also the other way around. You know, it was really kind of remarkable to see the internet community kind of just be validated as our family. You know, that we are all in one room, and that's, you know, that was super rad.
And going on to like the family on the family side coming out, I'm sitting there thinking for the family that's there. At last, they finally know what we do.
Although I think that was probably the biggest reaction I got from people who are not of us, internet-wise, was like, I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was really nice. Like, that was basically the big note that I got, was that, like, nobody has any idea what the fuck happened, but we know that we're really happy for you, and we know that you guys, that it was a beautiful ceremony.
And here's a gift card to watch Battlestar Galactica now.
Exactly. So there we go. The ceremony went off with only very, very, very minor cosmetic hitches. You know, it was amazing seeing people react from around the world watching it.
Yeah.
You know, Will Harris was telling all of his friends in London to watch him, you know, be the villainous Brito. And he was saying that his friends were freaking out about it.
Until the all British people are evil thing or something?
I think they love that the most.
Okay.
British people love being evil.
Yeah.
That's not a joke, by the way. They're all evil.
It's legitimate.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
I should mention... Will Harris, out of everybody and everyone else that had like the note cards that I made with the scripts, was the only one who memorized his lines and added more.
Yeah, he not only memorized, he improvised, man. Like, he went off script and totally killed it, literally, because he murdered everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it was super great. Anthony, one of my groomsmen, went above and beyond by leaping off the stage in a tremendously hammy death. Andrew, can we talk about Andrew real quick?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Andrew, so flashback to when I am alerting, I sent out a group text message to Andrew, Tom Merritt, Brian Brushwood, Brett Rounceville, Eric, and Anthony, right? These are all my groomsmen. And I say, all right, if any of y'all got some information about Ashley that would make it awkward that I'm about to propose to her, now's the time where you're bound by duty and honor to tell me about it. And they're like, oh, LOL, funny, funny, funny. That's really exciting. So I'm like, all right, if nobody else has any objections, you're all my groomsmen. Congratulations. Andrew texts me personally and says, hey, can I officiate the wedding? And I'm like, all right. Because I know Andrew will go above and beyond. And of the three people that are going to have the most say on the flow of the wedding, it's going to be me, you, and Andrew on stage.
Yeah.
And Andrew is a stage professional. He is the High Sparrow. He's dressed like the High Sparrow. And he plays the High Sparrow the entire fucking ceremony.
Oh, it was great.
Like, and he was washing the stage.
Which I didn't see until the video afterwards. People were telling me about it. He was scrubbing the stage.
Scrubbing the stage, you know, to show humility. We're doing, obviously our vows were both very, very silly. He cracks no smiles. There's an amazing photo of Andrew, me, and Brian from left to right, where he is stone faced. I'm telling a joke in my vows, and Brian is like head back cackling
as Brian does
as loud as he can, which is just amazing. It's such a joyful face. But he was also amazing.
in the middle of it, and it didn't hit me until afterwards because I don't even remember what we were doing, but because I had those wild-ass dragon shoes.
Yeah.
I think it was his mic wire got caught around the dragon, and we had to untangle it, and then he said something about vanity being the beginning of the fall or something like that.
That's funny.
Yeah. He was great. He went above and beyond, so he was fabulous. I think the only other thing I wanted to mention, though, on... do you have anything else to say about Andrew?
No.
The only other
He's
thing...
the best.
I'm really glad that Gareth, who has the Xenomorph costume, took part, because I really feel like the Xenomorph helped set the tone of what our wedding was going to be as the flower girl.
Because they were the first people to walk out, right? The Attack Knight.
No.
And...
So it was our parents, then it was kind of like our bridal party.
And groomsmen paired up, right?
And then the Xenomorph and then us. Attack Knight, then yeah. us.
So no, that definitely set the tone of like, all right, this it's going to be this kind of thing.
Yep.
No, he and of course John Teasdale, your co-host on what's the podcast called?
Good Enough.
Good Enough. The Good Enough podcast and of course my co-creator on The Contender was the Attack Knight, the Night Attack Knight that Might Attack Night Attack.
Who also killed the band.
Who also killed the band. And so there the music's being played and oh man, it was just
basically our wedding's better than yours.
All right, sorry. All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's not talk shit. So then,
no, I'm talking shit.
Talk some shit, then, girl. Come on,
yeah,
you're married.
Yeah, our wedding was awesome.
Man, so it's over.
It's over. We did the brunch, which at that point was just like feeling good, man. And things went perfectly with our after party because we were. Basically given free space because the Ritz was scared we were going to have a hog-ass wild party, which we did.
Which turned out to happen, so good on the Ritz. They know us better than we know ourselves.
Yep.
And no, it was a perfect space. It was a perfect crowd. It was a perfect night. It's now over. Was all of it worth it?
Duh.
So the elopement scale... The panic,
yeah.
The nightmares.
No, totally worth it.
I showed up, unlike
you
your nightmares.
You did show up, unlike my nightmares.
It was all worth it.
Totally.
All of it.
Totally.
Would you do it again?
Yes. Take two.
No. Nine. Hard pass.
The podcast where we're getting divorced.
Yeah, hard pass on doing it.
Who was
again.
It? Was it? Was it Matt and Beth that sent us the wedding card where they mentioned like. They know a real good divorce lawyer.
It was the predator. Yeah. and it's not to say that our union isn't going to last. It's just that he's a really good lawyer. funny enough, I actually was in Cleveland last night, and they very much loved Dragon Con. Like they you know were like this was a perfect toe in the water for them. You know, to just be able to kind of understand. What it was, and they were really, really excited to come back. They were like,
"They're gonna come back next year."
They're gonna come back next
year. Yes.
So what? I mean, I guess that's it.
Yeah, I think so. Aside from the after party went well. We got really shit faced.
Got faced.
I
thought everybody was super bummed at the brunch, and then I just found out. Later, that everybody was just like intensely hungover. Everybody was just so hungover. But
that
at
was
the same
my dad.
Time,
my dad was super hungover.
Will Harris was barely functional at the brunch, but he rallied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it was everything we dreamed of.
It was nailed it.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine it being any other way, I guess would be the way to say it. Okay. Thank you to everybody. We had a big flurry on the gift registry. Thank you to everybody who gave us anything off there. Thank you to everybody who came out. If you didn't say hi over the weekend, thank you anyhow. If I didn't get to thank you personally.
You guys made it awesome and special.
Oh my God. I mean, there's no other way to put it. To have 300 strangers show up to your wedding.
It's more like 350.
350 show up to your wedding just because they have a connection through you via the internet is just, you know, it's something that's really hard to put into words. Man. I guess this is our last episode.
Yeah. Yes, I know a lot of people, and even like Tom and Tom Merritt and others were asking if we were going to continue this. But for now, at least at this point in time, we are not. Maybe there will be a point where we resurrect Jurymore in some way. But right now, that's it.
Well, you know, it's a podcast where we're getting married. We got married, you know? Like, I would rather leave people kind of wanting more. There will be more me and you content.
Definitely.
Because Doctor Who's starting up.
Yep.
So we're going to do Who's the Boss again. So there will be enough of us going back and forth. If you're interested in that and you're interested in Doctor Who, it's going to be right up your alley. But other than that, this has been our little time capsule.
Yeah.
From when we started planning our wedding until after it. Now we are married AF.
We are. We all.
And that wrap. It's my fat ass wedding ring.
PHAT.
Exactly. Do you have any final things to say, Ash?
Thanks, everybody. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Healthy Addict on Twitter.
Yep.
Fake Gamer Girl.
On Twitch.
On Twitch.
Spice Vegan on YouTube. Healthy Addict YouTube.
Getting back at that.
Oh my God, so excited.
Justin Robert Young. I love you guys. Justin R. Young everywhere. And for the last time, we nailed it.
Nailed it.
I love you.
Job's done.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.